Brendan O'Connor on RTE Radio 1 with Allcare Pharmacy. Sign up to our loyalty programme and reap the rewards at Allcare Pharmacy, Ireland's largest community pharmacy network.
Okay. Shh. Time now for the watch list. I'll talk in a minute. Our look at the best film and TV releases for the week ahead. And I'm joined today by an over-enthusiastic John McGuire, film critic for the Business Post, and equally over-enthusiastic Gráinne Humphreys, director of the Dublin International Film Festival.
Afternoon,
welcome,
Brendan.
Guys. Over-enthusiastic is how we want you. So we're going to rock through these now. Let's start with some TV. Gráinne, I Love L.A., big talking point at the moment. It started on Sky, or people find it now TV. A lot of zeitgeisty babble about this Gen Z existentialism, they're saying.
It's basically a kind of version of kind of, you know, your friends from your past can, you know, kind of like screw you up. I mean, she's a talent manager. She's living in LA. She's a lovely boyfriend. Rachel Sennett from Shiva Baby, and Bottoms is the star and the co-creator. She's got a group of kind of, you know, misfit friends, and it's kind of like episodic story of somebody who I think doesn't really know what she wants to be. I feel like we have seen this so many times.
I was about to say,
yeah.
Okay.
But her friend comes back from the past, and a bit like Platonic, which is a show I really like with Rose Byrne, that's a catalyst. And I've only seen the first episode. I think I'm going to do one more episode and then I'm going to hang in there. But yeah. I just don't know if it's interesting enough. I will say that Leighton Meester plays her boss, and I thought she was kind of interesting and fun. And Josh Hutcherson from The Hunger Games plays the lovely boyfriend that she kind of messes around on. But
yeah, and nice
enough.
LA vibes and stuff like that.
LA, Silver Lake, all of that stuff is lovely. Okay. Constant conversations about coffees, all of that kind of stuff.
Yeah,
there.
I love LA. Okay, Gen Z friends-ish. John, tell me about this new Netflix show that you're saying is up there with the fantastic Chernobyl. How are we pronouncing it?
Howlett's. Okay. This is the story. Just after midnight on January 13th, 1993, the passengers and crew of the ferry MS Jan Howlett's departed from a port city in northwestern Poland, making for Gstaad in southern Sweden, about 100 miles across the Baltic Sea. 5 in the morning, a storm struck and the boat capsized. Listed badly and capsized. Of the 64 people on board, only 9 people survived. It's the biggest peacetime maritime disaster in Polish history.
Okay. And now, promising.
Yeah, I know. Yeah. Well, if you're in for psychological bruising, there's plenty of psychological bruising this week. But this is now a 5-part dramatization of the tragedy itself, the bitter aftermath and the subsequent cover-up. And the later investigation is gripping from the start. I mean, it's reminiscent throughout, like you say, Brendan, of Chernobyl, because it matches all kinds of genres. You've got conspiracy, you've got post-communism, because it's almost immediately after the fall of communism. You've got the human drama of the tragedy itself. And then you've got the investigation that is undertaken
okay,
by
so
people
good
and the survivors.
Meaty.
There's a lot of meat on it.
Okay.
And it's a quality drama. It's Netflix's biggest Polish production. It's about corporate failure and government cowardice and the surviving families and their search for the truth, which would take decades and bring them to the European Court of Human Rights. It's a quality 5-part.
Okay,
you really get
me
stuck into it. I mean, right from the start.
Howlett's Netflix now. Gráinne, All Her Fault. The whole season is actually up now on Sky Now TV. I've watched one. I'm enjoying it despite the rampant men bashing in it.
I have to say, I mean, I love Sarah Snook. I thought she, was the reason I immediately kind of locked in. I mean, Shiv from Succession, one of the great characters of recent kind of like telly. She's a mother who goes to pick up her child and he's not there. And she runs around trying to find out who might have taken him. Are some of the other mothers, are they, you know, with her or against her? And it's a show that basically takes it day by day, and it suddenly peels back layers and layers of what's actually going on underneath this kind of nominally kind of, you know, kind of like rich Chicago kind of affluent kind of neighborhood. I thought it was gripping. Again, a bit like I Love L.A., I feel like this is a genre we've seen before. The kid goes missing. What happens next?
It was literally one on Disney a few months ago.
I know.
She turns up at a house and the kid isn't there. Yeah.
But it's the quality of the acting and the tension. And
the momatics. the politics of momdom.
They're brilliant. Dakota Fanning, yeah, all the way. That, and again, I was there going, this is clever. Do you know, Brendan, it's a TV show that believes you're paying attention and you're not on five screens at the same time.
Oh yeah, that's what I want.
You've got to pay attention to this. And
okay,
it's really
so we're highly recommending.
Absolutely.
All Our Fault. On Sky and Now TV. And you can binge it. It's all there. John, Trespasses starts on Channel 4 tonight at 9. This is set in Northern Ireland. And this is based on, people might know, Louise Kennedy's very successful book.
Louise Kennedy's debut novel in 2022. This has Cushla Laverty, played by Lola Pettigrew, from Say Nothing.
Yeah.
And she's a Catholic school teacher in her 20s who falls in love with the dashing older Michael Agnew, who's played by Tom Cullen, who's from the Protestant community. They begin seeing each other secretly, hiding their relationship for obvious reasons. And because Michael is a high-profile barrister who campaigns for justice on behalf of Catholic young lads who are being targeted by the RUC. So we're in the mid-1970s in Belfast and surrounding areas, and the tension is off the scale. And the Michael Agnew character, and anyone close to him, is at risk of reprisals from the Loyalist paramilitaries. And while the Republicans don't look favourably on Cushla's involvement with a pillar of the occupying establishment. And then there's Gillian Anderson, superb Gillian Anderson, who The Fall, of course. She did two series of The Fall in Belfast. She plays Cushla's tough-as-nails mother, who's an alcoholic widow and owns a pub. And the rest of the cast, Martin McCann, Lola Roddy, Barry Ward, Lorcan Cranish, I mean, they're all in it.
Okay, so it's very promising. Talking about this,
very promising, yeah. And the material is as good as it gets, yeah.
Yeah, okay, that's Trespasses. It starts on Channel 4 tonight at 9. Okay, bit of cinema then. Grania, Die My Love, starring Jennifer Lawrence and Robert Pattinson, is in cinemas from next Friday.
It's amazing.
I don't know what to think of it from the reviews.
Well, it's a Lynn Ramsey film, so you just take your whatever, your risk taking courage in your heart and head in. I mean, she is one of the most amazing film directors. Every film spins in a different direction. This is about a young couple who go to live in Montana in a house where a family member had died. So much so, like a horror. I mean, in some ways, the film could be about, you know, a disintegration of a family, a disintegration of a woman, but done as a horror. Whereas this is kind of nearly like it turns in different genres. It's a comedy. It's kind of like a kind of drama. It reminded me of A Woman Under the Influence, the Cassavetes film about a woman who's literally just falling apart, and you watch her unravel. They have a child. The husband gets a dog nearly in revenge. It plays out nearly as a kind of game between the two of them. So it's a very sophisticated, incredibly powerful, very difficult to watch film that nearly defies categorization.
Wow. Okay. And Jennifer Lawrence
is stunning, mesmerizing.
Yeah,
this is the film of her, or the performance of her career.
Okay, John. Daniel Day-Lewis is out of retirement.
Anemone.
And a collaboration with his son,
Ronan Day-Lewis, a 27-year-old debut writer and director. He co-wrote the script with his father, who returns to the big screen for the first time in 8 years after an 8-year sabbatical, after an intense turn in Phantom Thread. That's the most notable thing about the film. The other most notable thing about the film is that we're back in Northern Ireland, kind of at a remove. Day-Lewis plays Ray Stoker, who's a former British Army soldier who spent the last 20 years living off the grid as a recluse in a remote cabin deep in the woods somewhere in Northern England. It's a hard life, and he's clearly hiding from something. And now and again, he hallucinates these strange and troubling visions, so he's haunted by his past. Then his brother, Jem, who's played by Sean Bean, turns up unexpectedly, another former soldier who'd served in Northern Ireland and has since become devoutly religious. He brings Ray a letter from his partner Ness, who's played by Samantha Morton, who's the mother of a 20-year-old called Brian Samuel Bottomley, who was also enlisted in the army.
Is this unrelentingly grim?
No, it's not that it's grim. It's tough. Day-Lewis is incredibly intense in this film. I mean, it's as if he spent the last eight years preparing for this. So while it is an extraordinary pleasure to see him back, it really is. This is a film, because he has been missed. You would miss him at the cinema. It is you have to get on board with this guy right away, and where he's going to bring you isn't anywhere nice. I mean, this is a tough film. There's more to the story, but not a lot more. And that's the one thing I would say about it, is that I wanted another twist. I wanted more data. Literally character data. Okay. But it's beautifully played. And Day-Lewis Jr., Ronan, has a great look. He has an eye for cinema.
Yeah, I think a lot of people saying they're looking forward to seeing what his next
film is. What his next film is, exactly.
Grainne, Train Dreams is in selected cinemas now, but it's coming to Netflix soon as well. You're excited about this.
I am. I think this is one of the big discoveries of the year. Clint Bentley, it's a story set at the turn of the century. It's a Dennis Johnson story. Has been adapted. Joel Edgerton and Felicity Jones play a couple who live just outside the town. It's one of the most beautiful films of the year. It's a film about time, about loss, and just really incredibly beautiful. Make you think about trees and nature in a way that it just cinema doesn't seem to do, I think.
Yeah, it's so simple and beautiful, And it's not about anybody famous or super life-changing or
it's just about
world
a simple
changing.
Man simple man a simple
and a simple life.
Life.
Yeah. Yeah, it's beautiful.
Okay,
and
so you have 30 seconds each for two quick things that people can pick up on TV. John, I see Kenny Dalglish. Number two most watched movie on Prime in Ireland.
There's Kenny Dalglish, Asif Kapadia. He's previously done documentaries about Ayrton Senna and Diego Maradona. He turns his lens now to the childhood hero, Kenny Dalglish, Glasgow Celtic, Liverpool, Scotland legend. It's his story told through archive, exclusively through archive, no talking heads, and Dalglish narrates it himself, and through it, Heysel, Hillsborough, all of those dramas.
Okay. Yeah, Grainne, really quickly, you usually have a good TV movie for us, and just 20 seconds now.
This is just nostalgia. Maverick, Richard Donner made great, great audience, big, pleasing comedy films. Comedy Western, Mel Gibson, Jodie Foster, James Garner brings me back to watching telly with my granny.
They don't make them like
the old
that anymore.
Days. Okay. They don't make them like that.
Hunker down at 9 o'clock tonight. Okay. Thanks very much, John McGuire and Grainne Humphreys. That's it for today. You can listen back to all the conversations from today's show on the RTE Radio app or wherever you get your podcasts.